strong, comfortable in terms of how we got on the ball. We played very, very well at times in possession. Control large parts of the game. I never felt for 1 minute that we would concede a goal, apart from that one in the fashion that we did. Like just an ordinary free kick that goes into the back post, and you know we haven't defended as well as we can. And that just gave them a little bit of impetus that maybe, you know, our play, they didn't deserve that. You know, we let them in the game. And then there's a 10-minute period or 5-minute period or whatever it is where it's a bit frantic. But we always looked in control. You know, we passed the ball well, we linked the ball well. Two strikers were a threat all the game. I thought it was a good performance, yeah.
Is it sometimes tough to stay composed as a player in a game like that when you have been so on top and you've not got the reward in the first half, to just keep doing what you've been doing?
Well, yeah, well what happens is, you know, people start to rush things, you know, and whereas before there was confidence and picking the pass, you know, next minute it's a little bit of a slash. And, you know, one or two of the younger lads, you know, and I say that, you know, they you get a little bit, you know, anxious, you know. And but some of the senior players come on. I thought when Barry came on, he tried to calm the situation. You could tell he's oozes experience, you know, and he's linking the ball, keeping hold of it, and that was great from our point of view. But again, you know, it's one or two areas do get a bit anxious. But I have to say, you know, they deserve the scoreline, no problem.
Was that the best that Doyle and McDonald have played for a few games?
They were on top of the game, absolutely. Yeah, they were massively on top of the game, and it's something that we've spoke about at length and practice at length, you know, in getting them into areas where they can make more of an impact on the game. And I thought they both did that today. Kevin, you know, obviously with the way he can play, runs the ball very, very well. But Doyle was on top of the game. He was in his front foot today and proved by the goal. Got into a key area.
Yeah. Two very different goals, weren't they? I don't think many people were sort of concentrating when the first one went in. What was your view of it? Is he come in and blocked it and then it's deflected in?
Yeah, that's from where we were stood, that's what happened, yeah. I mean, I think it was a keeper or Pill for a good save before that, and it's still bobbling in the box. But you've got to keep pressure on in those situations. That's what gives you scruffy goals, you know, and they're not all going to be like Dave Kitson had, you know, that's a screamer, you know, one of the goals of the season. You know, a lot of the goals you get in the league is like that, you know, but if you don't put bodies in the area, you're not going to get the rewards. But thankfully we did today.
Fantastic goal from Kitson, as you say. He's now up to 8. Is he turning into a bit of a talisman for you?
I hope so. I hope he's a talisman. He's a very, very good player, very experienced player. You saw all different aspects of his game today. He can link it well, he heads it well, he slide rule passes through. You know, on a couple of occasions we were very unlucky with John Forte. So I think overall, no, he's a very well-rounded player, and to boot his experience as well.
And can a bit of quality like that, in, you know, in a promotion season, be a bit of a difference maker, really, whether you are going to do it or not, having a guy like Kitson who's been there and done it all before and has got that quality too?
I'd rather have him in our team than somebody else's, that's for sure. Yeah, so he's got to be a help. You know, of course he is. He's a quality player. And we've always felt that. You know, obviously, you know, he took a little while to get fit. But you see, you know, the more minutes he gets in game time, you know, the more of a threat he is.
Did you see more from Jamie Murphy as well? You know, he was getting in, he was using his pace to get around the full-back, wasn't he?
Yeah, listen, from that win, just on a personal basis, from Jamie's point of view, will be a real, real bonus for us, because Jamie's not been in a winning team yet. You know, and I think in that respect, it was great. So, yeah, we saw glimpses and in the larger parts of the game than we haven't seen before with Jamie, but he'll get better and better, I'm sure.
How important was it just to get things moving again with a win in the league?
We had to get the win today. It was imperative, you know, and without adding pressure to what the pressure we already have with the expectation we always talk about, it was, you've got to put it on the pitch, you've got to go out there and you've got to win a game, you know, and we've done that today and it's a great win for us. Away from home is always a massive bonus, 3 points, you know, but we've got to start tidying up our home form now.
I know you don't concentrate on other teams and look at the league at this stage, but it goes to show how quickly things can change. You know, a few of the teams around you haven't won today, or they've at least drawn. You win, and in a couple of games' time, things can look very different, can't it?
From my eyes, you know, we know we've got to go the distance, and it'll chop and change, and people will change their opinion on a game-to-game basis, but we don't. We know that if we're there for the long haul, we've got a good chance of being into position at the end of the season. That's what it's all about. You know, you can make decisions, you know, at Christmas and make decisions in the new year and talk about this, that and the other, but the bottom line is you've got to go the whole distance, and if we can do that, I think we'll be a great show.
One final question, a name that has sort of come up in the last couple of days, Dominic Polian at Leeds has been linked with the club. Is that a player that you've inquired about at all?
Yes, we have, yeah. Yeah, we inquired about him. Whether we'll be able to follow it through, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, he's one that we had targeted, we had a look at. Only a young boy, but, you know, potentially he could help us as we have the final push. You know, we think he can offer us a little bit in our attacking play.
So is that something that you are actively working on at the moment?
Well, not actively working on, you know, but it's something that we have made calls about, and we'll have to see what this next week or two brings.